Welcome into episode 160 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got a blether with holes, what's a crack, swap section, legends of the fall, me section, the shoppy section. I sponsor this for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/caithnesscraft. The links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram and I'll let you know what a crack is in Caithness this week. I might have a rampaging buckle running around. It's time for Bolly time. So if you hear pitter of tiny feet, it's him.
Now for the blather.
The blather. Holes. A huge thank you to all of you for your kind messages after the last episode. Oh, I recorded it 3 times. I still sounded full. Which it was, but I tried not to be. Life as usual does move on and Buchel is filling the dog-shaped hole that Quattro has left us. I'm at the remembering him when he was plump and full of life stage, which is good. I read this week that when you die that you meet all the animals that you've encountered through your life and they decide if you can go over the bridge to the other side. I think it might have been a Native American thing or just something random somebody made up. If I don't think about it too deeply, as do the animals that I eat in my diet count, but if it's a Quattro and my hamsters that decide, I think I might be in for a chance getting across the bridge. So holes. Why holes, Louise? Well, I was doing a few jobs around the house and one of them was filling the potholes in our drive with gravel chips. No craft there. It's quite hard work, but necessary. I kept thinking of the time I hit a pothole on the drive and got a puncture and cost a bit to get fixed. So it was all done for a few months now, filling them back up. And I do rather like the ditty. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza, come on, everybody. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza, a hole. I hope you're all singing that in chorus on the bus and on the train and just sitting at your couch. Oh, enjoyed that. Poor Henry, he's in a bit of a losing track with that one. I had to look up the lyrics because I've forgotten them all. I thought it was about doing something to fix it before it was too late. A stitch in time saves 9 and all them. But it's a never-ending torture of, oh, fix it. With what? And anything she suggests, there's just a problem. It's a bit like politics. Don't worry, listeners. I'm not going there. Fixing something before it's too late is a good idea, don't you think? Darning. The way that Tom of Holland teaches at Edinburgh Yarn Fest not only fixes a problem but lengthens the time that something can be used, which helps the planet just a little by not being wasteful. And it looks pretty darn good, okay, darning it at the same time. Oh, boom boom. We can do this if we're willing to get down and do the small and sometimes maybe not so small fixes of holes. Be that darning the sock or jeans or tights that I'm constantly doing with having small children that like to fall over. I don't do an invisible job, but then they get to wear it a bit longer. There's also holes that we didn't know that we had until the day when we were watching the Moment Silence on November the 11th. Mum says, yes, my uncle was killed in World War I, but I don't know an awful lot about it. I think my dad said it was the Somme. So I googled his name and his regiment, and we found out that he was killed on the first day of the Somme, and he was one of the 19,240 casualties that day. His name is on the monument at Thiepval, where the names of the soldiers without a known grave are. His age was also unknown, because it turns out that he had lied about his age to go to war. I downloaded his regiment's war diary, and they had left the UK on the 10th of January aboard the African Prince and Empress Queen. He was the Tommy that you hear about that lied about his age, part of Kitchener's army and killed on the first day of battle, and some would call unnecessary slaughter. Well, 100 years later, I remember you, great Uncle James. We wore our poppies with extra care this Sunday because of it. I filled in the hole in the family knowledge from a simple Google search and quite a bit of reading. I'd quite like to go to visit the Thiepval Memorial at some point and pay my respects. I watched a documentary on the Somme and it showed it as it is now, and it's covered in big holes which is grown over with grass, but it's very evident that there's been something going on there. There are also huge holes around the earth There's one in Russia, which is man-made to dig down as far as they could for science. I think they're digging to Australia myself. They got to 6,700 metres, which they say is 22 Eiffel Towers deep. And they found some fascinating things about the Earth. How it was formed, what lived back there when. But when it got too hot to dig, they've ceased. And the hole is still there, but with a big cover on it. It's likely that James Bond baddies has lair there now. So watch out for future badness. Obviously only in a James Bond movie. We don't want actual badness. In our knitting and crochet, we are in essence making holes too to make a garment. Some of the holes are small and some decorative, but the loops that we make create lots of holes. It's the opposite of what I think of knitting. I think of the yarn creating the loops, not the space between. I like to think up a good poetic thing to say about it, but other than the holes are the spaces we need to have so that the loops can make sense, I'm kind of lost. If you have a hole in your bucket, or your socks, or your driveway, I suggest that you get it mended before you end up with a hole to Australia, or just a fancy watering can and a length of yarn. If you need a pee, stop and go, because it's time for the Daisy and Sandy giggle.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello section. A Sandy hello to new to me, been with me for a while now and been with me forever, listeners. I very much appreciate you tuning in. And I hope that you're enjoying yourself probably a little bit more this week. A Sandy hello to new group members, Wildflower Tea from Seattle, Washington State, and Thea Turnip, who's Martha from Ohio and is just really, really lovely in real life because I've met her. Random hellos are to my Podbean likers, Emma Joyner, Can2476, KY Spinner, Lou Hellbaby, and MS Miltide S66. Whoa, should have read that before I wrote it. I've just found a good way to find new podcasts there because I click your profiles and there you've got some for me. Cool. Oh, now, before I go on, actually I'll put this into What's a Crack.
What's a Crack section?
What's Crack? New to me podcasts. I found one night when I was in my mother-in-law's house and they've got better broadband than we. I found A Stab in the Dark, which is a UK TV original crime podcast. And the other one is Myths and Legends podcast. Very much enjoying that. And then Richard's been listening to Tri-Specific Ironman Triathlon Coaching. Yeah, I've not been listening to that. So what's happened is he finds a podcast he likes, puts it on his phone, and because the iPhone's all kind of linked in, it downloads to my phone. And he deleted all my craft ones off his phone, which deleted them off my phone too. So now I don't have that many craft ones, but instead what I do is just check to see if there's any there, because it does tell you if there is one sitting available to download it, but I'm not actually subscribed to them. So if your figures all went down one, it was me. I'm still listening to you, I'm just not subscribed to you there. Husbands, eh? I figured out it was easier doing that because he's a bit less useful at working at the iPhone than I am. Granted, I'm not that useful on account that we're still linked and I've clicked the button that says you're not linked, but yeah. Anyway, moving on. Back to more What's a Crack. Huge congratulations to Jan and Dale, whose wonderful daughter Marie is going to have a wee baby next year. She's going to have a grandbaby, don't you know? The latest Twinsight Designs episode is full of happy, lovely news for those of us that need a top-up of happy. Marie, I really wish you well, and what a spoiled grandbaby that's going to be, but in love. Dale has even bought a wee rocker chair for the porch already, which I thought was so cute. So it's just wonderful, wonderful news. I should actually have a section called Things I Meant to Mention in the last episode. Right, I think you stopped. The most kind-hearted Gale that you ever will meet in your life. Unless you know another kind-hearted Gale, which is a good thing, but this is the one I know. And listeners, you will love her too if you ever meet her. Anywho, Gale, aka Cottontail, aka Nocturnal Knitter, not aka, Lisa, whom I've had the pleasure of meeting twice now at the main retreat and then the Twin State Summer Camp, and she came with added extra Pat Frag both times. I was in the company of most kindest and greatest of ladies. My point is, one day when I was quite sad about life, the postman came with a parcel from America, and I of course sang, "When you go, will you send back a parcel from America?" Your poor ears today, listeners. All non-bill post is my favourite, and therefore I knew I was onto a good thing here. Inside was a beautiful green quilted project bag which has been very, very nicely made by Gail. She had embroidered with her very clever embroidery machine some fireflies on the front, and on the back it says, "Life needs more fireflies and front porches." And this is a reference to my delight in seeing real life fireflies on my holiday. Also, there's a thistle tag to the zip, pockets on the inside, and a beautiful badge with my Ravelry name and a thistle embroidered on. So if you were in the market, or even if you weren't before, you are now, for a zippered Notion pouch or beautifully embroidered monogram covered notebook, then go to her Etsy shop. She's open to doing requests too, and I cannot recommend sending business to her way enough. She's just lovely. So thank you, Gail. You absolutely made my heart cherry red that day. And it sits behind my computer just now, so I think of your kindness every time I see it. November means writing a novel in a month with NaNoWriMo. I like saying that. NaNoWriMo, which means National Novel Writing Month. I'm not doing that, but some of you are. So good for you if you're in the hump of the month now. So keep up the motivation. Movember is halfway through, and this is raise awareness of men's health and prostate cancer. Richard has done this previously twice now, and I'm really glad he didn't do it this year because I hate him with a moustache or a beard. Let me clarify that. I hate kissing moustaches and beards, and I only kiss him. So I hate him with a moustache or a beard. Lots of men look really smart with their beard. Gerald Butler, Mr. Giffnet Girls Andy, Gordon from Running. I will dig this myself out this hole. I'll happily donate to Movember so Richard doesn't grow the moustache again. Last year we got Elf on the Shelf to shave it off for his first date in December. Elf on the Shelf will be arriving back from his hibernation soon, so look to my Instagram for your nightly dose of Elf. Mischief. For us woolly people, November means Wovember, and it started in 2011 and has gone from strength to strength. This is to promote the use, appreciation and knowledge of wool. November is traditionally the month in the Northern Hemisphere where it starts to get cold, enough to wear the wool. And today being Woolly Wednesday, I'm wearing my merino long-sleeved thermal top, my Cornish Tin 2 headband. I love this top for running in or doing exercise of any sort. It wicks the sweat out, it keeps you warm and cool at the same time. And if you're wanting to keep warm when you're standing writing a podcast, it's just the ticket. So get your woolies on, be it just a little shawl for your neck to keep the draft out, or go all out with thermal underlayers and your Aran cable knitted onesie. Do go to the Wovember Wools website and read Felicity and Louise's well-written articles on all things wool. Today, Felicity has an article about Latvia. I kind of wish I'd written this yesterday when it was about Uist, because I can pronounce that. Because I can't the rest of the title of the Latvia article. But I let you go and appreciate Wovember's hard work and bring you wool. Wool, people, wool! Retreat! Oh, lovely listeners. I have decided to have the Caithness Craft Collective retreat again next year. So, get your diaries out. I'll pause while you do that. Oh, I know you're rummaging at the bottom of your bag, aren't you? Yeah, I have the same bag as you. I can never find anything. But if you're free on the 25th to the 28th of May 2017, I have only 15 spaces in total and we are filling up, listeners, so don't delay. The location of the retreat is Natural Retreats Cabins at John O'Groats, Caithness, Scotland. The cost is £310 for 3 nights bed and breakfast, 2 workshops, a quality goodie bag, fun and games, and more fun than you can shake a Buchel's tail at. So I'll read for you what was on the form for the schedule. Thursday from 4 o'clock. Arrive at Natural Retreats, John O'Groats, and book in. The start of getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Thursday evening is the opening ceremony and in the conference chalet with the icebreaker, and we will have a dinner. Friday morning, which will be a vendor fair in the conference chalet. Friday afternoon, the workshop by me in the conference chalet. Friday evening, the drams. Actual drinking is not mandatory. Saturday morning, workshop by me in the conference chalet. Saturday afternoon, free to sit and knit or partake in some activities and explore Caithness. Some suggestions could be hangover cure. A slow walk to Duncansby Stacks to look for puffins via the shell and sand beach and plus the rock carving. Chile's greatest poet, Pablo Neruda, is carved into a rock along there. Sturdy shoes and weather jackets are required, weather dependent. This walk is undertaken at the attendees' own undertaking. I didn't read that back, did I? The terrain is unsteady in parts and care should be taken. The distance is 5 miles return trip and a car could be taken up to the lighthouse and just partake in the last part. Or none. You could go to the natural retreats and have a spa, which you're needing pampered. There's a cost involved in that, but it's there in the option. Or you could go visit the Castle of May, which is the former home of the late Queen Mother, and it's the most northerly castle in the British mainland. Entry costs apply. And there's a cracking tea room there with the best tea and scones. There's the Old Pulteney Distillery, which is 17 miles away in Wick, home of Louise's favourite dram. It's open 10 to 4 on a Saturday. You have to call in advance to check availability or for Saturday tour. Costs apply. There is also Wick Heritage Centre, Thurso Horizons, shopping in Wick and Thurso, Dunnetby Distillery, home of Rose Rock Gin and Holy Grass Vodka. Saturday evening. The evening meal will be at the Seaview Hotel again, and closing ceremony along with the annual pub quiz, and I'm going to get them to do an easier one this year, because last year was just ridiculous. And Sunday morning, which is boo-boo close-off time, and the chalets, I'm afraid, have to depart by 10 a.m. In case of cancellation, alternative events would may have to be scheduled. These will be as similar to the scheduled event as possible. All activities are taken at the participants' own risk. Puffins, dolphins, seals, unicorns have been ordered for this weekend, but we cannot guarantee on how frequently they will appear, if at all. This is the third year we are having it, and I got most of the previous attendees coming back, so I must be doing something right. And if I'm going to be honest, I say I didn't enjoy organising last year's much, so I've made a form, so there's a bit of typing for you, which will help enormously with my smiling and organising. If you're interested, please email me at caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com and get back to me ASAP with the check. The nitty gritty is that there is the form to fill in with your lovely contact details so that I will be able to group message you, which is basically what I'm talking about. There's a £155 non-refundable deposit to be paid by the 10th of December, a final £155 to be paid by the 1st of February 2017, and after which no refund of the balance could be given. Payment by cheque unless abroad, and then I'll accept PayPal. I will give you details when you fill in the form. You can pay the entire cost up front if you like, and this ensures that the chalets are booked. The small print but necessary in business, Louise has to see it. I have set the cost for 15 people. If I can only get 12, then I will amend the cost slightly to £318. If I get 13 or 14 people, then I will request that people share rooms and deduct their costs as appropriate. So, retreat at the very lovely chalets, John O'Groats. You kick back, get your knitting out, relax. And I've left time for that too in between all the things. So go on, come up north. We'd love to have you over the Ord.
The Swap Section.
Swap. Legends of the Fall. 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 Oh, it's the last time I get to say that. And still they keep dying. But anyway, the swaps have been done. There wasn't a big take-up on that, but it's not to matter. It went perfectly. I got Crafty Womble and her legend was Billy Bragg. So I made her a project bag from some denim, and inside I put to line it, I put some beautiful bright sunshine coloured cotton in it. And the link was denim, as Billy Bragg is a denim kind of guy. And also I like the bright sunshine colours inside. I also sent some Surder DK in denim colour and a dark green ball as Billy, let's see, was a gentleman. And let's see, dark green is quite a distinguished kind of colour. I also sent some Mackie's chocolate because I thought I'd send some British chocolate because Billy is very much for the country. And I got a tea towel with Braggo on it, like the Brasso logo. And this was from the Billy Bragg Emporium. I love Emporiums. I just love the name Emporiums and all that it makes me think of. Little drawers with different bits in them and you just take them out and you have ribbons and stuff. Whoa. I stuffed that envelope full, Crafty Womble. I'm not actually very good at wrapping things, but I did put a lot of thought into your parcel and I hope that you liked it. And hello to Jason Isaacs too. I meant to write that on your card, sorry. Everything will be alright in the end. And if it's not, it's not the end. My parcel was from Lady Wigan and it was amazing. Thank you so much, Jeanette. We love the peanut butter things and the bairns were quite partial to the green watermelon sweeties, which was fine because I ate the pink watermelon sweeties in the packet. I've not yet tried the guava paste, but it will be coming out this weekend. She sent me a length of fabric from Spoonflower. I love Spoonflower. We don't have Spoonflower, so I was so excited to see it. And it had Johnny Cash's face all over it. Mum and I were squealing at this. And it was waiting for me to tell me what it wants to be. But, in fact, I think I'm going to make a sewing bag out of it with the zips, because there's plenty of it. So, fantastic, listeners. You are so clever for letting me think about that. Then there was a hat made in Malabrigo blue denim colour because Johnny liked denim too. She also sent me the pattern with it and it was a hat, fingerless mitts and scarf set. And she's also given me the rest of the yarn ready wound, may I say thank you, so I can make the fingerless mitts to match the hat that she made for me. Beautiful, beautifully knitted too. And listeners, and yes I know, her parcel cost a fortune to post. And a yarn bowl from Narragansett Pottery, which is from Utah, which is, oh, beautiful. Finally, some cowboy hat stitch markers, which may make me smile and kind of feel like I'm dancing. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because of the Johnny Cash element. The whole lot was beautifully wrapped, not like me. And I think that the man in black would approve of your generosity and kindred spirit and love. Thank you so much, Jenny. You made me a very, very happy lady on a cold November day. Thank you to the few of us that took part. I hope you got as much love in your parcels as I did. We are now looking to the Christmas swap, and today is the 16th of November, so I'll set people up with swap partners, and you have to send it by, I think it's the 1st December. And I know what I'm going to do. I have two ideas so far. Right.
Yeah. Beaker section. Me, 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 me!
Me, me, me section. Knitting. I finished my owl again! Twit woo! Last we spoke, I was on the yoke, but I had the wrong amount of stitches, which I sorted, and then I got onto the cable part for the owls. So I did the feet, and I was most of the way up the belly of the owl when I looked down to check, and I realised one of the owls, who would have actually been on my left front shoulder, and he had his leg cabled back to front. And I thought, well, I'll leave it. No, can't leave it there. And so I vaguely remembered listening to Twincy Aylin taking back cables with a crochet hook. So I got my stitches to that point. I took out the live stitches above the point where I wanted to go down. And I only took out the 4 stitches which I needed to work on down because I put the needles either side of it, so it wasn't going to go anywhere that I didn't want it to. So I took it down, crossed the cable the correct way, then crocheted back up onto the needles, that the lines of stitches, so the correct way, making sure it was a knit or a purl, depending on pattern. Now, did you know that you can drop a stitch and pick it back up, back to front, depending on which way you pick the yarn up, back through the below stitch? I can't tell you how to do it. I can only do it by doing it and getting it right or wrong. So that was done. And then realised Twins at Ellen was going wrong in her cables too. So we're a gang of two. Let's hope we're only a gang of two. None of you lot are doing this too. Too many twos. Then I did the same thing on neck cable of the owl. And I had to go back down again. And then I did it wrong on an ear. But I noticed before I went anywhere, so I fixed that one quickly. It's a lesson in watching what you're doing, looking at your knitting and feeling confident enough to fix it. And when I say crocheting it, all I mean is picking it up using a crochet hook, because I just find that easier to do instead of a pointy needle. So I've washed the cardigan now and it is awaiting buttons, and it's roasting hot warm too. Perfect for these cold, dark November days, which we are having just now. It was sleeting not long ago. In fact, it's raining again now. Poor bairns, coming home the bus in this. Granted, Monday was 13 degrees, but I don't think it knows what it wants to be. I want to get this buttoned up quickly and finally get it done. I have some buttons that might be okay, but, well, I got distracted. By the lime! Last Wednesday, I thought, I feel the need for lime green. I also felt the need for cashmere too, but I've not got a pattern for that yet. And excuse the whining dog in the background. He doesn't need out to do anything. He just needs to go out because the postie went past. And I'm tempted to put him out into the snow, but he'll just want back straight in. So I'm just ignoring him just now. Listeners, ignore him. Don't look at him. Don't you fall for that cute little face. I'm doing him a favour. It's chucking it down out there. Maybe I should go and get my children. Oh, it's too late. They'll have to run up now. So, I broke out the lime green that I bought at Edinburgh Yarn Fest this year. It's a chunky yarn and it was £16.99 a hank from Ginger Twist Studio. And it's superwash merino and she calls this her gore blimey colourway. Remember I'd gone through my patterns to see what yarn I needed? Well, this one I bought for a Quincy hat by Brooklyn Tweed. That, and wow, I just checked, it was a gift pattern from Amanda of the Craft Life podcast. Back in 2011. I just love her podcast. Thanks, Amanda. I hope you're still crafting, even if you're not podcasting. This hat is where you knit a wide brim and you have an I-cord edge at both sides. And it's honestly not a hard way of doing an I-cord. It's a provisional cast on and you knit this for so many rows and then you have a strip. You graft your provisional cast on to your live stitches, putting a twist in so it's Mobius. And then you pick up for the crown. I cast this on Wednesday and finished it on Sunday, which is amazing for me. It's reasonably well written pattern. It does have a good diagram and you know it's a pattern I'll go back to actually. I think it's as cool as Kermit, just because it's green. I needed 1 1/4 hanks and I used Denise interchangeables, which whilst I'm not confident in their cable joints to stay for long heavy work, it was perfect for this hat. I love my new hat and I've got a lot of compliments for it in the few times that I've worn it so far. It's stylish and it's lime green. Perfect to brighten up this dark November day. Have I said it's dark November? How many times? Amanda, Old Print and Panda, stay where you are. It's miserable here. Thank you to the very lovely Cagney, to my Lacey, who sent me a playlist on Spotify. I sent her one back. She has also very kindly done a knitting spreading the love thing of gifting me a cholette pattern called Knit Your Love by Martina Bam, which was part of her Strickmick club in 2014. This is a small asymmetric cholette that has hearts running up one edge. I had a look on Ravelry and most of the projects, there's quite a few, are in pinks or reds and I was thinking, I don't know if I've got any red in my stash, which is fingering weight. Then I found the bag of mini skeins in pinks and purples. And this is sock weight, it's fine. I like the mini skein projects on Ravelry, so I sat last night trying to cast it on, but it calls for a size 3mm needle. And the only one that I had in my hand was a stubby short one. I think it's from the pack from the China eBay seller that's dirt cheap. Serves me right. I have to do some really interesting stitches in this, including knit forward and back 6 times and also a knit 3 together. And the stubby end just was not good. So I put it down. However, I want to find a pointier stick somewhere because I really like this. I might even go up a needle size, because saying it out loud, I'm thinking I'm working with sock weight, so I could maybe go to a size 4. It's a shawlette. I think I'm going to get people coming up to me and fiddling. I can tell. Especially my mum. She puts my heart the right round. Plus, it will make me think of my lovely Cagney. Oh, hey, your knitting goddess in red might be of use of that. Possibly. Or was it DK weight? Can't remember now. There was a fair bit of spreading the love last week. May it continue. Giving is good for our souls. Trust me. Crochet front. I cast on the crochet stormtrooper, which this is from the crochet Star Wars book by Lucy Collins and Kit, and I got it for Christmas because Sandy wanted it and Yoda seemed lonely. Although, got his body and I done something weird because his head was massive. It was like a planetoid and a toothpick. Head, shift, no. So I've ripped it back to just below his eyes. And I've carried the bag about a week, not even opening the zip. So I must do something to it. Maybe once I've got the fire on and this saved, I might do a bit. I'll have to edit this later. On to the sewing front. I got a message from Not Just Hats regarding patterns and zips. And she has directed me to iCatBag.com blog. And this has got loads of bag zip tutorials. And it's a really good blog, so please do go for a look if you're into sewing. I'd say a fair bit beyond my ability, but it's good to have people to look up to, and her tutorials are really quite good. Diane, how's your fabric stash going? I finished making a handbag, and it went off to its new owner. And I was at the sewing day and cutting out the zippy bag, which is loads and loads of bits to cut. Plus, I've just got my paws on a Christmas card fabric holder pattern, which is perfect. I've been after it for a while. And I doubt I'll get it done in time for Christmas this year, but I've a fancy to make one for the rest of the year anyway, in different fabric, say for birthdays and all the other reasons that we have cards. And in the library corner, I read most of June by Frank Herbert, which is the original space drama from 1965. I did get into it in the end, but I had to put it back to the library as its time was up and I didn't finish it. And I didn't renew it to finish it. And what I thought, what I did do, this is terrible, I went to the internet movie database and read the plot synopsis and it helped me understand who was who and what I didn't pick up on and what actually happened in the end. So I think it's a book that I would read again after I'd seen the film. If you've seen the film, can you tell me if it's a good reflection on the book? If you have to read the book as well at the same time. And I had it in my head that David Bowie was in it, but no, it was Sting. So I got my 80s pop legends mixed up. I'm still plugging slowly through I Am Pilgrim by Terry Hayes. And I read it when I'm eating my lunch. So, not going very fast through it, but it's not from the library, it's from a friend. So she's not looking for it anytime soon. On Tuesday, the collective, textile artists, and Anne, last week and this week, had been teaching us how to do collograph printing. And it's not dissimilar to linograph, but it's just stuff that we'd never done before in this respect, and it was a little bit technical in different ways you can do it. And it's a new string to my bow. So the first week we had a piece of mount board and it was a postcard size and we stuck very thin things like leaves or and pieces of paper to the board and then you can cut out parts of the board because it makes a pattern too. And then what happens is you seal it with a watered down wood glue and then you spray it with a lacquer to give it a varnish, and then this means that you can rub it with paint and it's not going to come off the mount board because it's going to be adhered to the mount board properly. So Tuesday passed, we had our aprons on and our old clothes because we were using proper printing ink and it's an oil base and it's very messy. And Anne took along vegetable oil because she says it's the only thing you can use to get it out. Which to me is a bit scary because then you kind of just wash it off. But I've not seen anything that I've touched that I didn't mean to touch. Where we were all using gloves, rubber gloves, or disposable ones. And we all had a black bag beside us for putting in things straight away, so we kept our areas quite tidy. I thought Catherine did get a green nose, which was altogether amusing. Because we were all complaining that we all had itchy noses. Instant you put rubber gloves on, you get itchy nose. So, it just makes me laugh. And then, what did we do? So she puts out the printing ink, and then she puts out the medium, which the ink is very concentrated, and the medium makes it easier to use and goes further. And it's mixed it in. So you put a layer of this over your print or your block. I'm going to call it a block. It's not actually a block, it's a piece of mount board for printing. And then you cover it with the printer's ink. And then you blot it off the excess with the newspaper. Then you dab it off with a kitchen roll. Then you rub it in or rub it off with more newspaper. And it's amazing that the amount of ink, very little goes a very long way. And then you sandwich it with watercolour paper on top you're printing onto, and you make a sort of sandwich, and it goes through like a printing press or a mangle. We actually used a cuttle bug for those that knew about card making, because it's what we had. And it gives you the most amazing prints. And there was various different ways you could use different colours. You can cover stuff over, you can add things to it, you can use different mediums, and it was just a lovely morning, getting very messy, controlled messy. Yes, the bairns are home from school now, and because we're mental. So enjoyed that. We've not had drams for a long time. Richard and I were talking about this, so we're going to have hopefully get some drams soon.
Shoppy section.
Shopping section. Thank you very much for your purchases the past week. I very much appreciate it. The shop has a couple of Bruce Tartan bags and a Raid MacGregor one and a handbag. Not much, but I really do need to pull my finger out there. If you feel you'd like to contribute to my continued running of the podcast but get stuff back as well, then please go visit www.etsy.com/shop/Keithness Craft, and it goes to helping run the podcast. Blah 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 section. Thank you very much for listening. I very much appreciate you taking the time to download and escape to Caithness for about half an hour. They're probably going to be 45 minutes by the time I've got round to and listening to me splaff on. My email is caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as Caithness Craft. You can access Flickr photos from LouiseJ2010. Podbean site is www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The intro and the outro are from Free Music Archive called Entertainment for the Brain Dead by A Friend. Not that I think any of you are brain dead, I just like the introduction because it had a little birdie at the start. Thank you for listening and keep on crafting.
side.